Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Dr. John Christie. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a dozen years now, professor of atmospheric science and director of Earth System Science Center at the University of Alabama, Huntsville. Also Nobel Prize winner for his work on climate studies. Dr. Christie, thanks again for being here. The U.S. economy, the United States of America has reduced its footprint very close to the Kyoto Accord levels, which was to take our footprint back to 1990 levels. Now, Dr. Christie, in 1990, our GDP was somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think it was somewhere around maybe $6 trillion, maybe a little bit less than that. In 2019, our GDP is somewhere around $21 trillion. And, I mean, by the time we get to next year, we're going to be close to 3.5 to 4 times more GDP, and yet our carbon footprint is at that 1990 level. Why aren't the climate change zealots extolling those virtues, that information? Why isn't that an amazing climate success story?
I think they look at the story of there is still carbon dioxide being emitted, and that's a bad thing in their view. And so no matter what we do to reduce the footprint, it's still not enough to satisfy their view of carbon dioxide being an evil gas.
But that makes them the deniers. They call me a denier. I mean, I have friends who call me a denier, but they're the real deniers, aren't they?
Well, when you look at the evidence and so on, there's a lot of ways to say these folks are deniers, these environmental pressure groups and so on, because they don't tell you the truth about, you know, severe weather. It's not getting any worse. Extreme weather, it's not getting any worse. And then when you go economically, the clearest evidence is that the third world, the developing world, is where the emissions are rising.
China and
like
India.
Crazy, but yeah, but that's because they want their people to not be impoverished. And China lifted 400 million people out of poverty by building a coal-fired power plant every week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 400 million people are very happy about that, and I don't know why environmental advocacy wants people to stay poor.
Well, that's right. But the other thing is, but see, here's the thing. You and I both know that one of the main elements of how we've decarbonized our country and we're at 1990 carbon footprint levels is through innovation. Those same innovations can be exported to those countries, and over the next generation we can get them off of their carbon through using our innovations. Why wouldn't they be promoting that around the world rather than beating us up and trying to take our economy back 3 generations? That's where I see it. I see the climate change zealots as making a direct assault, declaring war on me and my business. What do you think?
Well, they want to declare war on anyone that uses carbon energy. And if you look at the world as a whole, about 85% of the energy is based on carbon. And so you're declaring war on nearly everyone in the planet. And for those who are poor in countries like India and China that you mentioned, they are going to continue to burn carbon as they lift their people out of poverty. And so whether it's the most efficient carbon or not, the environmental advocates just don't want any carbon to be used, but that's an impossible dream. It's going to happen until we have another affordable type of energy come forward. I'm guessing it's going to be some form of nuclear energy that will not need carbon.
Maybe hydrogen? Could hydrogen be?
Well, hydrogen, there's something called a fuel cell that uses hydrogen for energy, but still that takes there's some advances that need to be made in that area as well. But Right now, carbon is the most affordable way to save lives and to bring people out of poverty. And that's what the world is doing, no matter what we say.
do you believe that carbon in those third world countries, do you believe that that is contributing to the warming of the earth?
Well, any carbon dioxide would contribute to warming of the earth. Our work here at Huntsville shows that that impact is pretty small. Mm-hmm. That adding extra carbon dioxide to the atmosphere isn't going to, you know, cause the world to burn up.
It's sure not worth the hysteria that we're hearing right now, is it?
But that's right.
Yeah. Dr. Chris, you got a website you want to give us for your work?
Just look under UAH in my name, and you should be able to find something.
All right. Dr. John Christie with a Y, by the way. Dr. Christie, thank you for being here. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Okay, my pleasure.
See you next time. Dr. John Christie, ladies and gentlemen, a very important person in academia in the climate change world.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.